Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International, in collaboration with The New York Times and WGBH Boston Public Radio.
When you say you are going to Timbuktu, it's like saying you're taking a trip to the ends of the earth. Timbuktu is a place people can go. The city in the African nation of Mali is steeped in legend. A new film takes us there and puts us right in the middle of the brutality as simple people close to the land are uprooted by thuggish jihadists as part of some unfocused Islamic mission. Timbuktu, the film, directed by Abdulrahman Sissako, is Oscar-nominated for Best Foreign Language Film and widely acclaimed. It hits selected theaters in the U.S. today. In a way, Timbuktu is like American Sniper. It dares to humanize people some consider monsters. The film also portrays the buffoonery and stupidity of young jihadists, not unlike how Charlie Chaplin parodied Hitler in The Great Dictator. Hussein Rashid is professor of religion at Hofstra University. We ask Hussein to see the film and share his thoughts in a review. Hussein, thanks so much for being on the program.
Thanks for having me, John.
What do you think is the importance of this movie being seen in a year when you've got American Sniper, The Interview, Selma, topical movies, which, you know, certainly are relevant to what's going on in the United States?
I think the power of Timbuktu is that it sheds light on an important aspect of American foreign policy. So if we look at The Interview, it's a movie inserting itself into our policy. If we look at American Sniper, it's about the results of American foreign policy at home. If we look at Selma, it's a bit of American history. And what Timbuktu is, it shows us what is happening in the world that doesn't directly affect America, but that we as Americans are very concerned about, which is the rise of these sort of nihilistic groups, Al-Qaeda-affiliated groups throughout the world.
Does the movie present their predicament in radicalization and in places like Timbuktu sympathetically? And that's what's created some controversy around the world.
I think what Timbuktu does, the film does so well, is that it shows these extremists as human beings, but ultimately hypocritical human beings. In other words, there's no redeeming quality or value to them. You know, they'll talk about watching soccer and being fans of soccer and then banning soccer. They'll talk about the evils of lust and then try everything they can do to rape and steal other men's wives and really just treat women as objects. So it's about the hypocrisy.
And do you see the hypocrisy illuminated here, or are they just contradictions that stand in a kind of a mysterious contradiction? Is there something about the life story of these individuals that explains this contradiction that's so frustrating to so many of us?
No, I don't think the director's interested in talking about who these extremists are. It's looking at the cost that these extremists are putting on the people of Mali, right? I mean, the number one victim of terrorist-related attacks are Muslims. And that's really what we see in the film. We see this horrible violence being perpetrated against farmers, against village people, against people who are simply socializing and listening to music, being stoned to death. I mean, there's a certain violence and gang-like mentality that comes across.
And would you say that, well, there's always calls for moderate Muslims, so-called moderate Muslims, to condemn terrorism. We only have to look to the people who live amongst these kinds of radical terrorists to find precisely that voice. It's just hard for us to see because it's in places like Mali.
I think you're absolutely right, John. One of the senses you get in this film is the acts of everyday resistance that ultimately lose out to bigger, well-organized guns. And I think one of the other things that really comes through in this film is that the people who are coming in and visiting this terror on your everyday Malian are people who are not from Mali, right? These are people who are from outside. They're physically very different. They speak a different language. They dress differently. There's no sense that these are actually people who are part of the culture there.
Would you say that this movie changed your views or illuminated your views of places like Mali?
I think it definitely added a layer and depth to my understanding of what was happening in Mali in ways that I wouldn't have before. Again, you see sort of the daily violence that's done against the people of Mali, but you also see, you know, there's this one scene where there's an extremist who's in a private area and he's doing this beautiful modern dance piece, and then he goes out and kills somebody. So, I mean, you see that this idea that he wants to do something that's forbidden, he wants to express his humanity in one way, is forced to express it in another. But I think overall it contributes to the sense of hypocrisy on the part of the jihadists.
Do you think that these radical jihadists view nations like Mali as theirs for the taking, and that there are relatively powerless, poor nations around Africa and the Middle East that are just ripe for being targeted?
I think that's a great analogy. I mean, one of the senses I got watching this film is that these extremists are a new colonial power. You know, they want to erase everything that was there that's part of Malian culture, put in the sort of austerity, and really make it their own and take whatever riches there are, make themselves wealthy, and forget about everybody else. It really strikes me as a new form of colonialism.
This film was loved at Cannes, and it is Oscar nominated. Did you like it?
I love this film. I mean, it has a very European sensibility in terms of its pacing. It's very slow-paced. But you start with this great image of this gazelle running across the screen and these ISIS-affiliated characters shooting at them, these Daesh-affiliated characters shooting at this gazelle. And it really, as an American, it reminded me of the scene in Bambi where Bambi's mother gets shot. And the film sort of ends in the same way. And in that bookend, you get the sense that the everyday Malian is being targeted simply for existing. And so really just a beautifully shot film, very layered film.
A film review and an endorsement of actually exploring some issues that are very relevant to Americans today in an Oscar-nominated film called Timbuktu, directed by Abdul Rahman Sissako. Hussein Rashid is a professor of religion at Hofstra University. Thanks so much, Hussein.
Thank you, John.
Support for The Takeaway comes from LegalZoom. For over 10 years, providing solutions for business owners, families, and individuals to get legal help, including incorporation, LLCs, wills, and living trusts. Legal help is at LegalZoom.com.